This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. First-generation farmer Randy Dowdy of Valdosta, Georgia, has set the world record for corn yield with an average of 503 bushels per acre using DeKalb corn seed genetics. Dowdy received the record as part of the 2014 National Corn Growers Association 50th Annual National Corn Yield Contest. Starbucks has announced it will implement new animal welfare policies. The Seattle-based coffee chain first established buying preferences related to animal husbandry in 2009 for suppliers of dairy, eggs, and meat. The company's new policies call for responsible use of antibiotics to support animal health, eliminating artificial growth hormones, and for poultry, fast-growing practices. Addressing concerns related to dehorning, tail docking, and castration, both with and without anesthesia, and phasing out gestation crates for pigs and cages for chickens. Kansas wheat farmers Louise and Vance Emke converted a 31-foot-tall grain bin into a modern two-story, two-bedroom home. Although the home was completed in 2001, it was recently featured on an HGTV program. The slate is set for the 2015 American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show in early January. This year's convention promises to be bigger and better than ever. The Idea Ag Trade Show will feature more than double the amount of exhibitors compared to last year. New this year, the trade show will be open to the public on Saturday to allow more than just Farm Bureau members to reap the benefits of the convention. Workshops at the convention will focus on four priority topics, according to AFBF's Dan Durheim in a Newsline interview. Those include what's happening in the innovation of agriculture, what's happening in infrastructure, the investment side, and then, ultimately, engagement opportunities for members. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance new How to Farm videos provide an up-close look at how four farmers tackle big jobs. Hosted by blogger mom Kelly Schneider, the redefined mom, these videos share a few of the daily activities of farmers and ranchers across the nation who grow and raise our food. Snyder visited four Midwest farms to learn what happens every day and why. The videos also highlight new technology used on farms and ranches today and address common misconceptions about food production. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service will begin surveying farmland owners to measure financial impacts and challenges of land ownership. Landowners will receive forms for the tenure, ownership, and transition of agricultural land survey by the end of December. More than 80,000 farmland owners and producers across the U.S. will receive total forms. The Total Survey Program will collect data from both farmers and landlords who are not farm operators themselves, to create a complete picture of farm costs, land ownership, demographics about landowners, and improvements made to farmland and buildings, among other characteristics. Weather, input costs, commodity prices. From planting to harvesting, there's plenty of that's out of farmers and ranchers' control. Perhaps that's why when they have a chance to hold sway, they go all in. There's hardly a better example of that than the American Farm Bureau Federation's Ditch the Rule campaign, launched this spring to challenge the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. The rule could ultimately lead to the unlawful expansions of federal regulations to cover routine farming and ranching practices, as well as other common private land uses, such as building homes. From Ditch the Rule to immigration reform, tax extenders, and big data, looking at farmers and ranchers' 2014 successes shows us agriculture is clearly a few steps ahead for 2015. During the week of December 14th, the Agriculture Department confirmed two findings of highly pathogenic avian influenza in wild birds in Washington State and in a small backyard poultry flock in Oregon. The findings were reported to the World Animal Health Organization. OIE trade guidelines call on countries to base trade restrictions on sound science and, whenever possible, limit restrictions to those animals and animal products within a defined region that pose a risk of spreading disease concern. Unfortunately, some countries have decided to place far more restrictive measures than necessary on U.S. poultry, including, in a few instances, bans on imports of all U.S. poultry and poultry products. USDA disagrees with these actions and is taking a number of steps to address them and help support the U.S. poultry industry. Pigs from 17 farms in Korea have tested positive for foot and mouth disease, which is highly infectious. Two farms in Jiangsu, North Shengshang Province, were added to the list of infected properties on Sunday. More than 8,000 pigs have been culled since the first case was reported on December 3rd. Maple water, the clear liquid that flows from trees for a few weeks each spring, is a slightly sweet, woodsy taste. Maple water drinkers benefit from hydration as well as the health benefits of phytochemicals such as electrolytes and vitamins, according to Mother Nature Network. Maple water is relatively new as a commercial product in the U.S., but has been revered as a medicinal beverage in Korea, Russia, and other countries for centuries. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.